There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The internet's having too much fun today. I can't keep up, dude.
Like, see, I mean, wow.
Marcos, you familiar with NBA Central?
Yes.
Okay, so there's NBA Central.
Yeah.
Which will tweet out everybody and other stuff. You know, they're an aggregator. They will tweet out, you know, the Heat are honoring Nikola Jovic tonight and Bam Adebayo per Ira Winderman, right?
Yeah.
But they'll all, but now you know how the world has become. Everything's got a parody account.
For sure.
So then there's NBA Central, which tweets out fake stuff.
Yeah.
Just fake stuff all the time.
Which is great.
So they, a day ago, tweeted out a fake quote. There's a fake quote, everybody. They tweeted out, Damian Lillard reportedly heard shouting in the tunnel, quote, "He's not even an effing doctor," referring to Doc Rivers.
Maybe, and they said, maybe he liked it
via Windhorst. Well, Damian Lillard, legitimate Damian Lillard.
Oh, okay.
Liked the tweet.
But maybe he liked it because it was funny.
It is funny.
Right.
It is funny. Also, they're getting killed.
Oh, which is great.
There's a game they both, I think that this weekend, him and Giannis combined for 90 and they lost.
Right.
Jesus.
I think they're, what are they, 1-6?
You can't have two players averaging 30 points and not win.
That's crazy.
Just think if we had two players that.
Oh, my God.
They're 1-5.
We'd be undefeated.
1-5.
They're worse than the Pistons.
1-5.
Yikes.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, Giannis is averaging 30 and Dame is averaging 26.
How the hell have the Celtics played so many games? Oh, Celtics and Cavs have 7 games.
Well, the Celtics beat them at the Cavs beat them at the buzzer, right?
Yeah.
Oof. Tough.
The Cavs are still undefeated?
Yep, 7-0.
Yep.
Yes, they are.
7-0. They're off to a great start. That's a good coach. Kenny Atkinson is a sneaky good coach. Don't forget, he was ousted by Kyrie and Kevin Durant, but he was a good coach with the Nets. Mm. And he had Jared Allen.
Yep.
East, so, not looking as intimidating as it was in the offseason.
Well, Paolo's out. Paolo's going to be out for a couple months.
That's the thing.
Man. I'm telling you about those gut strains.
Sheesh.
You don't realize how much stuff is attached to that.
But I love seeing, on the Heat, Bam shooting threes. I'm like, oh, finally, dude.
I'm just glad it seems true.
Finally, let's go. Bam had himself a game against the Wizards in Mexico City. You know they have illegal air there.
Yeah, it's high altitude.
Adam Silver's saying he wants to bring a team there. What do we think about
that? Nope.
He
did hear that.
He's very big on spreading the teams all over the place.
Nope.
That before a Vegas basketball team.
I can't. I gotta do Vegas, dude.
Gotta do Vegas.
Gotta do Vegas.
You've seen the formula work over and over.
I heard they're waiting until LeBron retires.
To give him the team? I wonder if he's retiring.
No, he's probably going to wait for his other son at this point. The way that he's playing, he's probably going to wait for the
other son. That's, we can say what we want about all these players. There's only one other player that even comes close to this. And that was Kareem with the undefendable shot.
Crazy. Yeah.
But Kareem played until he was 40-plus.
Bit of a cheat shot.
Huh?
Bit of a cheat shot.
It's kind of a wonder nobody else has mastered that shot.
Right?
Like, well, first of all, he's really tall.
Yeah.
And really skilled. And when you think about guys tall and skilled like that, they're shooting threes.
Yeah, game has changed.
They're not doing like it. Back then, the whole game was centered around what you can do in the paint. So that's what made that so incredible. But now, Skyhook.
Kalel got his first bucket.
Ooh, nice to see some Kalel minutes.
He did. That was he got in some blowout action. I got to tell you, though, Pella got to really play because Duncan didn't make the trip. He had personal reasons, and Kevin Love didn't make the trip. He's been out.
Still out.
I think they're both available tonight. I believe they make their debut. I think Kevin's going to be available tonight. I think Duncan's back. Good to go tonight. But, J. Rich made a season debut.
Yes, saw that.
And Pella got some minutes. And Alec Burks played, and he played well.
They've been really, really leaning on Alec Burks. Corner pocket, I think is what
Corner pocket's what Tyler calls him.
Pretty good.
He doesn't miss that corner three. He's been money from it. He has been.
That's been a sneaky good pickup. And we were talking about sneaky good coaching. That's a sneaky good
pickup. But I'll tell you, I was just saying, like, Pella looks like he could just play.
There's certain guys, like, I've said this about Nico, is that he's been a pro longer than some of these guys. How can he not help you?
I don't know.
Right? He knows how the ebbs and flows of professional basketball. So it seems like you should be able to get him up to speed quicker than some guy who's been playing college basketball. But no, everybody has this process.
Let's see. He played two seasons for, I can't pronounce Swedish team.
Who?
Pella.
Wow.
He played two seasons for who?
Some Swedish league.
But if that
before he went to college?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
You can be a pro and then go to college?
I guess so. They weren't looking up Swedish rules.
You can get your associates before you get your high school diploma.
I know. Rebecca's doing that.
See?
Smart.
Very smart.
Man. Anyway, headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Gogi was on the broadcast
this
weekend. Yeah, because he was there for, like, I guess he was being an ambassador, NBA ambassador, so they had him on in the third quarter with Eric and John. I love that guy.
Love that guy.
Love him.
You know what?
You know what's great about him?
Love that guy.
Honest.
Yeah, did he drop something?
Oh,
any nuggets of information?
Well, he's just like, you know, Gogi, first of all, that, you know, Eric asked him about the 2020 finals, and he's like, I'm glad you asked, Eric. I wake up with nightmares about it every day.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Appreciate it. I was just getting over
because,
it. Like, days without an incident.
I'm like, oh, because he's like, how does he not?
Yeah.
The stupid foot exploded.
Come on.
Yep.
He was killing it. He was killing it for the Heat. Love it, man.
I always think about it because I think of your description of the injury, his foot exploding. I forgot what the real injury was. I just think
it was like a bad plantar fascia, but it just completely snapped, and he couldn't play with it. It was like too painful.
That's right.
He played with it, and then like it just got to a point.
Yeah.
Couldn't play with it anymore. And then he took an injection to play out in game six because Jimmy was like insane, like going toe for toe with those guys by himself with Kelly Olynyk. And so they're like, all right, let's see if we can get Gogi to go out there for game six.
You can't, because here,
Kelly,
you can take a shot.
Remember that guy?
To kill pain. But keep in mind, those shots have to have an area of about this big, right? You can't just go and get a shot everywhere. It has to be very, very specific where they can give you a shot for that. And it's muscular. So that's a bigger area.
He also hit Eric with that, if I'm honest.
Oh.
He said he's like, because Eric Reed asked him about playing Mexico. He goes, if I'm honest, I was out of shape. Didn't know about the altitude.
Ooh.
I was like, whoa. And then he also hit Bam. He's like, Bam needs to be more aggressive. Like, more shots.
If I'm honest.
If I hear one more person say that, and y'all don't, I've been saying that for 2 years. Cut it out.
If I'm honest.
Love him.
Love that guy for sure. Love him so much. I think I'm going to join him in Mexico next week just because I want to support.
He's not there anymore. He just said he was coming back home.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he'll stick around. That's a good idea, Telvin.
I think when we go through the history of Heat players, he's going to be a player that people forget about but had a huge impact on this team.
And just beloved.
And it played out the same way because we were trying to get him here for years. And then he finally got here.
That kid can make a stink.
Who?
Gogi. Went to the media.
He makes a quiet stink.
He went there. No. No. He went to the Phoenix media.
Oh.
He goes, they lied to me.
They lied.
And I don't trust them. Boom. On the heat.
Tell you what, though.
You know what's like, you don't want to be called the liar. Right?
Yep.
You call your organization a liar. But here's the reason. I tell you what. Did they get rid of him because it wasn't true? Or did they get rid of him because they didn't want to deal with the fact that they were liars?
I don't know.
Right.
You don't mess with a Slovenian assassin. I know that.
Hmm. Toronto Raptor, great. Hang him in the rafters, too. You might as well at that point.
Jesus.
Everyone gets a free
dude,
that was a dirty move, by the way. You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. If we did, essentially, to DeMar DeRozan, we did that to Gogi, to get Kyle Lowry here.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
What a sacrificial moment there. Great.
And I know you could sit here and be like, I told them these are going to run them. We made the finals with Gogi, too.
Yep.
We made it with Gogi, too.
Yep.
Should have kept them.
All right.
Miss them. But I'm lashing out.
You
the
are.
Big deal we got to worry about tonight. We got,
you are, because you know what I love about you?
What?
Here's what I love about Tobin. He remembers all the stuff afterwards, but he never remembers when he's like throwing up everybody in a trade.
That's not, well, that, this is why I can't mention the Giannis thing to you.
No, because I would like to know.
More
That's
noise,
all.
By the way, over the weekend.
More noise?
More noise, dude. You hear that? That's that Giannis noise.
Different. Different kind of noise.
Yep.
Different kind of noise.
Yep.
Oh my God. He jumped backwards.
I know. That's still crazy.
It's absolutely.
Are you talking about like, the Saquon play?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That, it totaled.
After a spin move.
It totaled like move. 2 additional yards. The greatest 2 yards ever.
I don't think he understands. Like, or he just kind of like, I don't know, I just had to do it.
How do you not see that like immediately in the Giants GM just like, I resign?
Yeah, that's it.
Not, this profession, not for me.
Not for nothing? He won't have to. The owner's
gonna. Oh, dude. Don't you worry. But no, we got big things to watch tonight, right? All right, here's what we got. One, we're on Fox Watch.
Fox Watch.
I'm going to keep an eye on De'Aaron Fox.
See how chummy he is?
There's a little thing, you know, DeMar DeRozan, it's all well and good.
You planned your day to make sure you were down there for this night.
Well, I mean, I would have been there anyway. You know.
No, you weren't at the last game.
Well, I was, you know, it was a very busy weekend, D-Wade weekend. I was there many days in a row, so I needed a day, you know. You can't get out. But a King's Day.
Hey, I can always tell what we got going on tonight. Want to know why?
Shoes on?
Man's wearing shoes and jeans. You know if he's going home after a game, he got the flip-flops.
Flippies
look and like some shorts.
Flippy attire.
I look like a bum. But...
Still allergic to belts, huh?
You got a belt.
You know. That puppy's hanging on for dear life.
Bingo.
If you're following along and I see you go ahead and mark out.
You know, it's not on its last loop. Make sure you save that in the system as Leroy impersonates Tobin's belt. Bastard. But no, I'm going tonight. Fox Watch. All right.
Okay.
Be watching that body language because, you know, they say one thing about this DeMar DeRozan. It's a bit of a chemistry disruptor, this DeMar DeRozan.
Right.
And I notice if you go look at the statistical leaders for the Kings, DeMar DeRozan averaging more points than De'Aaron Fox. And it's already really been, Leroy, it's already kind of been handed over to DeMontis Sabonis. Oh, Sabonis, you're the best. Sabonis, this is your franchise.
Still, every time I watch him play, like he gets his numbers and he gets all these stats and he touches the stat line. But is he really impacting the game?
Well, either way.
It's a weird thing, right?
Yeah. It's like when DeMar DeRozan plays.
But I'm saying like... He's such a bastard. But like, if we are going to use the DeRozan thing, think about this, Froggy. If you want to walk with me here, you Drake fanboy.
Whoa!
If you say DeMar, let's just say De'Aaron Fox isn't so happy being third banana now all of a sudden because DeMar averaging the most points. We know Sabonis is really the face of the Kings now. Fox was drafted there. Fox is the OG King. And now all of a sudden, I mean, Malik Monk almost gets more run than he does.
I don't want I don't want DeMar DeRozan.
No. He's talking about De'Aaron Fox.
I'm saying De'Aaron Fox. So
he ain't signed his extension.
Didn't sign his extension. And then all of a sudden you're going down the hierarchy all of a sudden. I was averaging 25, 26 for you guys. Wow. 27 for you guys. When you guys were third in the East, third in the West.
It's pretty fast.
Now all of a sudden I'm rats off a ship on me. Bam, I was a groomsman at his wedding. You know? Just things to keep in mind tonight. Wow. Just things to keep in mind tonight.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You think Sacramento Tobin is doing the same thing you're doing with Bam?
No, because they got Sabonis. Oh, they love Sabonis. We got DeMontis Sabonis. We got DeMontis Sabonis. Oh,
Steven, Sabonis is unimpactful like Tua.
Wow.
Dude, do you realize? Here. See, I expect this, but not to this level. And here's why. Mm-hmm. Did you see the offense operate?
Oof.
When Tua got back?
Well, it didn't operate.
Huh?
It didn't operate.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm saying like when he was gone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that would make Tua very impactful.
So is Sabonis, though. I saw him on that starting five.
Boring.
I mean, I like his dad, though. His dad.
Oh, his dad's great.
Oh, his dad.
Sacramento Tobin is trying to ship Keegan Murray for Bam. That's what you would do. That's a Tobin move.
Keegan Murray lights up the heat. I'm worried about this game.
Heat killer.
I'm worried about this game. This is a challenge tonight, but this is. I always love Bam versus Sabonis.
You told me.
Always love Bam versus
Sabonis. You told me tonight Bam is going to put Sabonis in a locker.
Stuff him in a locker like he always does, just like he did with the Pacers, just like he will tonight.
He had his first good game of the season in Mexico City, so this is good timing.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Tequila shots before the game, though.
That's true.
Got to be irresponsible, just like last time.
Come on.
But Fox Watch. We're on it.
Fox Watch. Is that what the fox say?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a break.
Okay. Appreciate that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
I have something in my refrigerator for you.
Hello. What is that?
So, for Halloween, I thought I'd get some, like, the little buntlets or whatever, because they had them at...
Buntlets?
Buntlets. Buntinis, buntlets.
From, I'm assuming the little bun cakes,
right? Oh, yeah. All right.
And they had a special flavor. It was Oreo with chocolate in the middle. And I said, oh, I'll get some buntinis and bring them to lunch. But they were the big ones. So I have some in my refrigerator. So I'll bring you guys.
That's awesome.
But it's good. The only thing, Marcos will probably like this.
Ah.
Because it was Halloween, they put two gummy worms on the top.
They really would.
Random gummy worms. And I'm like, I don't like gummies. I guess when you get old, you're worried about tooth security. So I don't know why. My teeth are in there pretty good, but I just always like scared of
sure. There are certain risks I took previously I no longer take.
Right.
And I'm not even close there, but you know, I no longer try to open a beer bottle with my mouth.
Yeah. Good job.
Why do your tongue get in the way?
Gross.
Just curl your tongue up and do.
I tried to.
I don't think Steve Phillips needs to lay off the tan bed.
Wow.
He was another ESPN guy.
Oh, yeah. That famous scandal.
Yeah.
Goodness. Good to see him land on his feet.
I'm just saying.
And also good to see him look like a Fort Myers Santa.
He is always red.
Mike McDaniel's meeting with the media right now from Adam Beasley. Mm. Mike McDaniel says, quote, Chris Greer and I share a strong conviction in this team. He adds that it's Greer's job to consider the long and short-term future. Quote, we are absolutely convicted in this team being better than the win-loss column.
Yep, great. I'm sorry, I was corrected by Nunya Buzz. She said, it's called dirt cake, not Oreo. And the worms are to emphasize worms coming out of the dirt.
Have to. You got to have that visual.
Yes. I would rather not have candy on my cake.
I could do without the visual, though. You know?
Right. Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, quote, share a belief that this team can get over the hump.
Yes, but when? Look, the last 2 weeks, the team has definitely played better. I'm not even going to say they haven't. But I'm to the point now where I think defensively you got to force the issue a little bit. Don't sit back. You can't sit back and cover because nobody's covering. And especially these last two quarterbacks have picked you apart because you can't get them on the ground.
It's nice that they've looked better, but if you're Stephen Ross, you know, I know you let people do their jobs and whatnot, but if you're Stephen Ross, can you let Chris Greer actually go make a big swing if you don't know if you want to keep him around anymore?
Here's what you have to do. And I say this to fans, and we have this argument all the time. You can be pissed that you're losing, but before you make any decisions, you have to be honest about why they are happening. And then once you make that evaluation and determine it, then you can determine what's the next step forward. Now, if there's anything that I would get on Chris Greer about, it's not re-signing Van Ginkle. Because you can think you have the backup quarterback, you can think you have the running game, but I 100% knew that you had two pass rushers that were out and he was your next best pass rusher.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Baller.
That is a fact. So all the other stuff can be opinion. What I'm talking about is a fact. And that goes to whoever decided to let Van Ginkle go. Right?
The Ginks didn't want to leave.
Right. He didn't want to leave, too. So you probably could have whittled it and got a save.
Probably could have given for a free month on HBO Max so Hugh Wang could have tuned in.
But I'm just saying. Or if and Chris, you're accurate, but I understand that. You could have got Christian Wilkins for $17-20 million a year if you'd signed him early.
Agreed.
Right? Instead of the 25 that it would have cost you at the end.
It was obvious a couple of years ago Christian Wilkins is a good player.
Right. And everybody knew he was gonna be a good player. And everybody knew what his impact
was. Like, you're sick.
So from that standpoint, and I do get, if you question any of this and you ask them, here's what the answer is going to be. I'm telling you right now is that, hey, with a salary cap, you have to make some tough decisions. Well, the Van Ginkle decision wasn't tough because you didn't have any pass rushes when you let him walk away. Zero pass rushes. So that meant that you had to go out and get somebody to fill that role, even with the draft, either with, you know, signing other players. You knew this. So, yeah, if you have any questions or any concerns, or if the owner has any concerns, it'll be centered around those facts. Facts. Good. Not what you think. Those facts. Those are facts.
Good news, Mike McDaniel. Optimistic Zach Sealer will play Monday night against the Rams.
With a big old eye patch, that'd just make him scary.
I think he's wearing a visor.
A visor, just
that's
all black.
That's going to look cool, though. Yeah.
All black.
Man, duff.
I wonder if he just put a big bass on it. You know how you could put pictures on it where people could see it, but you can see right through it?
He's tough.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about other tough men, Leroy. What else is tough? You know, you got to...
Let me tell you guys this. As a person who's over 45, there's certain things that you have to go through in life. You have to get, you know, your early screening. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 18th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autographed prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. It could save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealthnet.com/Zotime. That's baptisthealthnet.com/ZOTIME.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room as Leroy hands out his game balls and game bums.
This guy's a ball.
Bum. I don't know where Leroy went, though. He's been on the hunt for candy all over the building.
Has. He has a point, though. I am upset myself because... Usually Joe Rose brings his extra candy,
yep.
Or like someone will be like, I can bring candy
tomorrow. I have a lot of extra candy.
Yeah, you know, my candy was stolen this year.
What?
By my wife.
Oh, man.
Like, what? No, this is my territory. You don't do the candy thing.
Yeah, I better get it because my wife might take it for treasure box for the students.
Treasure box? Bleep those kids. I want the candy.
Wow.
I deserve the candy more than her.
All right, man. I'll try. I will bring that. Give me a texty text in the morning. Yeah, remind me.
I appreciate the offer, but don't bring me any chocolate. All right? I don't need
We don't chocolate. Have any chocolate.
Good. Oh.
No chocolate. God. All wow. Gummies.
Oh. This is what a great day.
All gummies.
What a great
Sour Patch Kids, Laffy Taffy.
All the good stuff.
Didn't you just say you were changing your ways, though? You were not going to be eating that much candy?
Who's that? I said that?
I definitely didn't say that.
You said that last segment, Marcos. What? Last segment?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
I don't recall. Your heart was in the right place.
Your Honor. Nothing.
Huh.
Wasn't there. If Leroy comes back right now, then well, I said
he's
it.
Just left. Like, he keeps walking down. Like, I don't understand. Like, I thought, like, he was walking, but then, no, he just turned around, about face.
He's not picking up food either.
Went that way. No, he's not. Yeah, and I don't think there's anybody here for him to hobnob
there
with.
There's
very strange.
Nah, Dan Day's here, and Steph's here, and Radio Libre's here, but nobody else. I don't know.
Mike's here now.
Mike, yeah, Mike, our new engineer, is here. Lovely to meet you.
I was about to ask, who is Mike?
Mike's our new engineer, and I got to tell you, I told Froggy, I was like, that dude looks like an engineer.
Yeah,
you need something fixed? Mm-hmm. He's going to fix it.
He's going to get it done.
I can tell. Sometimes you can just tell the way people present themselves. That guy means business.
Yeah.
I was just like, nothing's breaking around him.
Very true.
He's ready to roll. He's ready to fix
it.
So
I may not have to put in a ticket?
Well, let's not get crazy.
Okay.
See, he found candy. He's very proud of himself. What did you find?
I got Hershey's, Reese's, Whoppers.
See, it's not candy. Chocolate.
Man, are you ready to hand out your game balls and game bums?
I am.
All right.
I really am.
What do we got today, Leroy?
My game ball is going to go to Cam Ward.
Yeah. Dude.
And
get that munion.
And... Restrepo. I would probably lean to give it on Restrepo a little bit more because he's been through it. He's been here.
Yep.
And he is your all-time leader.
So cool.
And catches and yards. That's a little bit deceiving at times because who is it? Duke Johnson is the all-time leading rusher.
Mm-hmm.
But Restrepo has been here when there's been quarterbacks who
lean,
who have had some sketchy.
There's also been something about the way the legends have embraced him, like Reggie Wayne on the watch.
Yes, and he's played
Irvin's
longer.
Here.
He's played longer.
Yeah, there's just something about it.
But
and,
still.
And it's interesting, Leroy, because like, it's like with the way kids hop around these days to stick around at a school.
That's where I was getting at.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Something about him being here for 4 years. Something about him staying the course. With all the things that have changed around here. And so I'm always going to be a big fan of his because he didn't go and you know, transfer portal. He actually stayed and wrote it out. And there's something to be said about that level of commitment to Miami. So kudos to him.
By the way, you see what the Canes fans doing? I don't know because I feel like this is going to backfire, but they're putting out stat lines this morning of Xavier Restrepo compared to Travis Hunter.
Better.
Now, he doesn't play cornerback as well.
But
still.
By the way, I'm going to just say this to Miami fans.
It's true.
Don't bark up that tree.
Well,
Travis Hunter going to be a top five pick.
Probably. Maybe top two.
Yeah. Which brings me to my game bump. I'm gonna tell you what, you Canes fans.
Oh, no, come on.
No, I don't care. And I'm gonna tell you this for this reason.
Defeated. I don't know.
You are watching some of the most exciting offensive football that you have seen here in years. And you tell me you can't fill a stadium? Keep in mind, as far as college football goes, it's a small stadium. And you can't feel it?
It's not that small.
It is.
It's not that small, though.
Dude.
And it's something about the lighting,
dude,
like when it's the empty seats.
I'm telling you.
A lot of schools have bleachers, and it doesn't look as bad.
As far as college football goes, it's small.
But here's the thing. When you have bleachers.
It's average size.
Bleachers don't show lack of attendance.
It's average size.
Yeah, if you're comparing yourself to Boston College and Yale.
Need a bigger stadium? Bleacher.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
51 catches. 856 yards, 9 tutties, 16.8 yards per catch. That's Xavier Restrepo.
Pretty good.
And 40,000 to watch it.
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter?
60 catches, 757 yards, 8 touchdowns, 12.6 yards.
Okay, now give that other line.
Defense?
The 60 plays he plays on defense.
Well, that's very impressive. Man. It's very impressive. I got to give credit where credit's due.
I don't think.
It's
I don't
only
think,
one ball.
Here. You know, I would say this.
It's like Aaron Judge versus Shohei. It's
I
not
would
fair.
Say this. I don't think you need to squash somebody else's numbers to make your guy's numbers look good.
I think it's just
Xavier Restrepo's numbers speak for themselves.
Comparing a star to a star. That's all.
Yeah.
But you're not comparing the right.
Just a bunch of stars.
Compare him to another wide receiver.
I'm a star.
Don't compare him to a guy that
plays. He is a wide receiver.
Don't compare him to. But that's only half of what he does.
Just a consolation out here.
Okay.
Bunch of stars.
But yes. I would say this.
Big Dipper.
You have.
Little Dipper.
A special team.
Starbird.
They're fun to watch. They're exciting. They're undefeated. They're top five in the country.
Yeah.
Go watch. Go to the games. Go to the games. This is like, stop acting like this is supposed to happen every year. This could very well be a special year.
Oh,
so go
it
and
is
enjoy
it. This feels
so,
like a special
right,
year.
So go and enjoy it.
Wake Forest.
I don't care who it is. You're going to watch your team and root for your team. It shouldn't matter who they're playing.
It's the time. I'm telling
it's college.
Time. It's time, you know, like the noon start. The daylight savings time, you know.
It's a private
prepare
school
for that.
Too. Private school, don't forget.
You know?
Not a lot of alumni.
Somebody can say, Leroy, this is not Michigan.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
Why?
Had
because you're you didn't win a national championship last year?
Had Heat Kings last night, you know.
Your team is undefeated.
Sleepy.
Like, and guess what? It's not that big of a stadium that you got to worry about putting 100,000 in.
It's pretty
what
big,
is it, 60,000?
Nah, it's like 70,000.
70,
it's not 70,000.
Yeah,
oh, it's not 70,000.
Yeah.
It's not 70,000.
No, hold on.
Are we including the field? 65,000.
There. Mm.
But what about
65,000
with the Tay-Tay seats? That's like 100,000.
Yeah, for sure. Tay-Tay. I'm gonna Tay-Tay.
But I'm just saying.
Add seats? Wait, what?
I'm just saying. At 60,
oh, they do add seats because there's seats on the field.
Yeah, on the floor. Okay.
At 60,000 for a college stadium.
75,000.
That's not a lot. This is not.
We have Michael Irvin representing all of us.
That's true.
You know, oh, so he counts for 20,000.
He bring, oh, he is the energy
he
of 20,000.
He has 20, the energy of at
see,
least.
Definitely.
I actually think Michael Irvin was threatening to revoke credentials of fans.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Everybody acts like the OB was a sellout every game. It's not.
Oh, I went to
it was a sellout every game.
No,
the last OB game I went to was so sad.
Dude. Was it?
Yeah, it was a Georgia Tech game. Nobody was there.
Yikes.
But that's fine. You can be that fan base.
I played in the OB.
But
shut up.
I did it.
It's Pee Wee football. That was a good. Set the record. Set the record.
Set the record for what?
Miss you. What hey, I mean, personally.
Hey, most Jordan, yards by an amphibian?
Jordan, oh, no. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know in today's game.
Jordan says.
When every offense is wide open. How we play 1942's football.
Jordo's comment was Michigan's QB throws for 120 a game. How is that even possible?
You should have saw a couple of weeks ago. He threw for 75.
I don't understand, though. Like,
here's what happened.
We're paying for people now. Why? How did Michigan, the defending champ, not go?
Here's what happened.
Sanctions.
See, the timing of this was all wrong. Because McCarthy didn't announce that he was leaving until after all the transfer quarterbacks were gone. So that was the best of what was left.
Oh, so it's his fault?
Kinda.
Wow.
I mean, I don't blame him for waiting, but
it's like he's like, really? Like, you sure, Vikings? Just want to make sure. I'm gonna leave.
So yeah, but yeah. Come on. Go to the games. That's all I'm saying.
Bum.
I'm not questioning your fandom. I'm not, but you know how I view fandom? When you watch this, look at the games. Now, if that stadium's not filled, that's 40, 50,000. At a college game where your team is ranked top five,
40,
not acceptable.
Lots, a lot of people.
Not acceptable.
Yeah.
In college.
Pretty loud.
Go through the top 10 teams in the country and look at their stadiums.
All right, hold on.
I feel like everyone watches the game, so I can't come across
that's
anyone.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Don't want to hear it.
What about all the Flanagan's attendance? If you include the attendance of every Flanagan's in Miami-Dade County, in addition to the stadium attendance, we'll have way more than 100,000.
All right, they got Oregon.
How many?
Oh, how many do they seat?
Yeah.
Let me find out.
I mean, but how much are they getting? Not how much do they seat, because Oregon, oh my God. Enough of those losers. We have their coach.
Autzen Stadium, huh?
Cute uniforms. Yep. Great.
They got Nike money, too, so.
Yeah, but they don't really do anything.
54,000.
Oh, look at that, is Leroy. Really? Huh?
Okay.
Look at that. Apologize.
No.
All right.
Quaint stadium.
Marco, stop beating Jordan.
You come from Michigan's different, dude.
No, but I mean, I'm like, not. No.
Just tell you, like, not every stadium's that big.
Here's the point I'm making. It has nothing to do with the size of the stadium.
It does.
Okay, but I'm saying the fact that you don't fill it.
Need help filling the size of your stadium? Blue Chew.
That's my point. Here's my bigger point. How long have fans been complaining about how bad the university's been?
How bad
the school's been?
The school's been.
Been bad.
Okay. Long time. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
And before, everybody was complaining about, I'm not going to these games if the team's going to suck. They're top five now. You're still not filling the stadium.
Look, if my partner cheats on me 9 years in a row and has like a solid 6 months of not cheating on me, I'm still hurt, all right?
Sanford Stadium, Georgia.
Still hurt.
Their capacity is 92,000.
Okay, Jesus. Go.
Well, I got to look them all up. I don't know what the name of all these stadiums are, dude.
Oh, you have to look. Jesus.
What is what do they call Ohio State Stadium? Hellhole?
The horseshoe.
They got over 100.
Oh, the horseshoe.
They got over 100.
So. And then Texas.
Texas got more than Ohio State.
You know what they don't have, though?
What?
They don't have Cam Ward.
They don't have Cam Ward, dude. They do have a Manning.
Dope Campbell Stadium. Capacity? Bunch of losers. can't even put a number.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.